Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford.
Let's now move on to somebody else. In fact, it's our final award, and we've been really so lucky in who we've had to hear today. And this is somebody very, very special indeed. Somebody who is, well, related to the Oldie, literally related to the Oldie. Her name is Lady Antonia Fraser. That's how we know her. It's not her maiden name, and it's not actually her married name, but it's her professional name, and her career has been extraordinary. She wrote her first book, King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, in 1954, when she was 22. Her most recent book, The House That Spoke, The History of Her Home, came out just this last year as she turned 93. She became our history columnist here at the Oldie at the age of 91. And in that record-breaking seven-decade career, she's written, edited more than 40 books. The breakout bestseller, of course, 69, Mary, Queen of Scots. Her subjects since then have included Oliver Cromwell, Charles II, Marie Antoinette, the Gunpowder Plot, Henry VIII, you name it. Also, of course, novels! Novels, the 12 Jemima Shore novels, many volumes of memoir, particularly touching My Life with Harold Pinter, Must You Go, the story of her second marriage, of course, to the Nobel Prize-winning playwright, who I met occasionally and was always terrified of. But I think that was his intention. And why not? She's not so terrifying now, but she is extraordinary. Born Antonia Pakenham, daughter of the great Lord Longford and the historian Elizabeth Longford, who were very sweet to both Michelle and me when we were in our teens and twenties, and there was no reason for these hugely distinguished people to be so nice to us. But well done them. And funny enough, if you have wonderful parents like she had, maybe as you're driving home this evening, if you had good parents and a good upbringing and a happy childhood, just throw your head back and think, yeah, thank you, parents. They were good people. So, but because of those good people that she came from, she had remarkable encounters. In 1945, age 13, she went to Chequers for a Christmas party and saw Father Christmas coming down the chimney, only to take off his whiskers and reveal himself as Clement Attlee. Yay! This is a trick, I think, that the present Prime Minister will be trying quite soon. She also, I think I'm right in saying, played charades with Winston Churchill, who complimented her on her acting skills. And when I boasted in the Oldie of how I had met when I was in the French Lycée General Charles de Gaulle, she wrote a letter to the Oldie saying, I can easily do better than that. I danced with Charles de Gaulle. Her association with the Oldie is deep. The writing addiction within her family is extraordinary. The extended Pakenham clan have written more than 200 books, but she doesn't think it's in the genes. She thinks it's in herself, quite right too. Her younger brother, Thomas Pakenham, mere 92, published a book last year, The Tree Hunters, and I think her cousin, Ferdy Mount, who we mentioned earlier, he of the Epstein Papers, we're so thrilled to have you with us, we'll be collecting your autograph later. He is here. He published not just one, but two books last year. But the books this woman has written will stand the test of time. Her autobiographies will stand the test of time. She has been one of the most fascinating delights of our time. The stories, the gossip, the anecdotes, and the beautiful writing. She is a remarkable human being. Would you please salute our Oldie historian of the century and our Oldie of the year, Lady Antonia Fraser.
Chosen for an Oldie Award. I was very surprised. but very, very pleased. And as it happened, I was reading my favourite book, which is the Pillow Book of Cy Shonagan, who was a Japanese court lady who was apt to have wonderful reactions, which she jotted down. And they'd been published. And so I looked up what had just happened, something rather surprising. And I found things that make you feel cheerful. An ox carriage crammed with ladies on their way back from some viewing expedition, sleeves tumbling out in confusion, with a great crowd of carriage boys running with it, skillfully guiding the ox as the carriage hurtles along. And that's what you are, you're wonderful people in ox carriage. And I feel carried along and absolutely delighted. And thank you very much.
You have been listening to Radio Aldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Aldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.